Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week here on the show. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Speaking of Tiger Woods, the aforementioned Buick and Dorsey, Tiger Woods' return to competitive golf appears likely to happen in early 2009, according to one of his closest buddies, former Masters champ Mark O'Meara. O'Meara had lunch with Tiger recently, and in Dubai, where he was last week for a press conference, he told reporters that Woods would be unable to return to defend his Dubai Desert Classic title in January of 2009, but he did say that Tiger would likely return to the PGA Tour in late February or early March at some point during the PGA Tour's Florida swing. Quote, "I'm afraid the Dubai Desert Classic in January is coming a little too early for Tiger to be able to defend his title. That's a real pity. However, he is going to aim for a return in late February or early March. He's not going to start hitting golf balls until the end of December. So January would be pushing it. However, I imagine his comeback will be in one of the Florida tournaments. His plan is to play in a couple of events leading up to the Masters." End quote. Pat, when and where will Tiger Woods return to the PGA Tour in 2009?
Well, you know me. I don't think he's going to push this one. I think there comes a realization when your body breaks down on you a little bit that there's an initial inclination to want to fight and say, hey, I'm going to, you know, especially a guy with the mental fortitude of Tiger Woods, where he does not allow his body to dictate, you know, how he's going to work out or whatever. He has a very strong mindset as to what it's going to take him to get in shape and then to get his game in shape on top of that. So, but with this type of injury, and I think some time to reflect on it, and the fact that you don't want to blow your chance to really play next year or the year after that by rushing things back, I still think he waits until the Masters to make his debut. Now, with that said, I think he will try to push himself to play in at least one event prior to that, and I think it'll be, like you're saying, in like early March area, and I'm not trying to pump up the Honda Classic, but in that time zone, because that will give him a chance to see, if he can do it, to see where his knee is in terms of getting ready for the Masters. He doesn't want to do it too close to the Masters.
Good point, because if it's too close, he wouldn't have enough time if there were some problems.
Exactly.
And he kind of, you know, inflamed something in that joint, he'd have enough time, you're saying, between that event and the Masters to be okay.
To get ready. So I think what he's going to do is try to play. But I'll tell you, Russ, I think if he plays a few practice rounds, wherever, you know, whatever he's going to do, and that thing's bothering him, I absolutely do not think he will try to play until – I think he'll do whatever he can to play in the Masters. But any other tournament prior to that, if that knee's flaring up, like in practice rounds or whatever, I don't think he plays. But I do think he will try to play earlier, like in March, to see where his game's at and to see how his knee reacts. So you'll get the indication then. I don't think he plays a couple weeks before the Masters just to play. I think he needs to find out where that knee is about a month before.
See,
that.
Now that's interesting, although I do disagree with you. I think that he'll get a feeling, kind of a take a temperature on that knee in private practice rounds that he'll be walking. I mean, he'll probably
that's what I mean. I didn't mean practice rounds for an event. I mean, like you're saying, in a private
at
situation.
Isleworth or wherever he decides to do it, you know. And I think that from that, he'll probably get a good estimation of where that knee is. And I think he wants to play. Now, he's already proven that he can take 2 months off and win a major. He did that at Torrey Pines last June at the U.S. Open. So, but, you know, we're talking about 7 months off, not 2 months. So it's a little bit more rust involved. But I think he'll tee it up at the Arnold Palmer. That is 2 weeks before the Masters. I think he wants to try to defend that title, because he's going to miss out on defending titles at the Buick, at Torrey in January, at Dubai, and also at Doral. So he's going to miss out on defending all these titles. I think he wants to try to defend at least a couple. And, you know, if he plays in the Arnold Palmer 2 weeks before the Masters, that will be his one tune-up event to try to shake off some of that 7 months of rust. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf.
All right, Russ, number four goes to you. The English Golf Union has okayed rangefinders for their elite amateurs, which play in their competitions, and they're going to start this in 2009. The British PGA already allows their use, as does the Euro Pro Tour in Great Britain, and with few exceptions, distance meters have been disallowed in most amateur events until now. Most European golf officials believe that the play has gotten significantly quicker with these devices' use. My question to you, is this something we're going to see in most amateur events in the U.S. and then eventually getting to the PGA professional events, or is this just going to be one of these sort of localized approvals?
I think that this is the sign of the times, and eventually I think we're going to see range finders allowed on the PGA Tour. I just think that, you know, technology is such that it's just changing and expanding every few years. I mean, I'm sure at some point 25, 30 years ago, PGA Tour pro said, metal drivers, metal woods, they're never going to be allowed on the PGA Tour. I mean, woods are supposed to be woods. Drivers are supposed to be made out of persimmon. Well, you know, that's another example. Now, obviously, it's not apples to apples. It's kind of apples to oranges, but it's the same premise. Technology is changing, and the game of golf is revolving and evolving to accept that change. And I think, you know, titanium drivers and 460cc size heads were part of that. And the golf ball was part of that as well. And I think range finders and you know, other electrical devices, distance measuring devices, I think they are also part of the game. And I think eventually most of the governing bodies in golf, the USGA and the RNA and the PGA of America, they will all see that fact that rangefinders are becoming a part of the game. And how about the fact that it's speeding up the pace of play? I mean, hasn't that been one of the concerns of the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour and the Champions Tour for years and years, specifically on the PGA Tour? 4.5 and 5 hour rounds when caddies are pacing off, yardages from distance markers. I mean, this could really significantly help not only the ease of the game for the tour player, but, you know, you could see a trickle-down effect and making rounds of golf quicker. And I think that's a definite positive. I think eventually we will see rangefinders on the PGA Tour.
I am all for anything that doesn't directly affect your swing to improve golf, especially in the amateur ranks, Russ, and I agree with you. I think you're going to see this. Telling you the distance doesn't help you with your swing. It might help you pull a certain club or whatever, but I'm all for, especially in amateur events, whatever devices help speed up play, I am all for that. This will still find its way into pro golf. I just don't think it'll speed up play at that level because those guys don't trust anything. They want triple checked on everything that they're coming up with. So it'll just be another element to give them some certainty in a yardage. But I don't think it'll actually speed up play when you get to the pro level. But at the amateur level, absolutely. Anything to help those yahoos move it along a little better because they all think they're pros and they're not.
Right.
To keep it moving, I'm all for it. And I think you will see it permeate itself over here in the U.S. at some point, and eventually it'll probably go to pro golf too. But I think right now, amateurs, I'm fine with anything that speeds up play.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. We broadcast live this morning from Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Final round of the 2008 ADT Championship getting underway just 5 minutes from now. First tee time at 9:30. Suzanne Pedersen and Sean Wally going off of hole number one. Final group goes off at 10 o'clock. Angela Stanford, hottest lady in the on the LPGA Tour over the last month. Two wins, a second, a third, and a fourth. She goes off with Yoon Hee Jee at 10 o'clock. All of that later today at Trump International Golf Club. If you're driving around, you want to come out, you can easily come out, drive up to the front gate. You can buy tickets there. You can also call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX if you want to be a part of this final round later today at Trump International Golf Club for the 2008 ADT Championship. And that was another award-winning edition, Patrick, of our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week here on the Golf Exchange, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you by the world-renowned and five-star rated PGA National Resort and Spa. If you're thinking ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Find out what Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common. Visit PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.